This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. U.S. intelligence officials are pinning the order that led to the killing of a Washington Post columnist on the Saudi crown prince. AP's Mike Gracia has the story.
U.S. intelligence officials have concluded Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman ordered the killing of writer and royal family critic Jamal Khashoggi, according to a U.S. official familiar with the finding. The official spoke on condition of anonymity. The Saudi government denies any official sanction, but admits Khashoggi was killed inside the Saudi consulate in Istanbul on October 2nd. Saudi Arabia announced this week it will seek the death penalty against five men suspected in the killing. In Istanbul Friday, funeral prayers were held for Khashoggi. Mike Gracia, Washington.
And in U.S. politics, the Democratic Party candidate in the state of Georgia's governor's race, Stacey Abrams, has ended her challenge in the closely fought election but vowed to bring a lawsuit against what she called the state's gross mismanagement of the vote.
But to watch an elected official who claims to represent the people in this state baldly pin his hopes for election on the suppression of the people's democratic right to vote has been truly appalling.
Abrams told a news conference she has not conceded the win to her opponent, Republican Brian Kemp, and she has accused him of using his position to interfere with the vote, an allegation he has strongly denied. And in the Florida Senate race, well, it remains unresolved with a hang count underway. The United States is moving ahead with efforts to harden its critical infrastructure against cyber attacks by foreign countries as well as criminal actors. President Trump signed legislation creating a new government agency to be in charge of protecting a variety of vital systems from the nation's electric grid to the nation's infrastructure. This is VOA News. Officials in California say the number of people missing from the deadliest wildfire in the state's history has risen to more than 1,000 and say the death toll has increased to 71. President Trump is scheduled to visit California later today. AP's Ed Donahue reporting that residents of the state have mixed feelings about the president's visit.
Ron Smith lost his home in Paradise, California. He hopes President Trump brings relief.
Bring the president. Bring the Congress. Bring them all. Take a look at this.
Charlotte Harkness also lost her home. She likes the president's gesture, but thinks he should stay home.
It's already a zoo here, and I don't care who the president is. He needs to wait.
Terry Lee feels local people are doing a great job, and the president is not needed.
I think it's just showboating. He'll come in and try to take credit after he's insulted the firefighters.
The president had posted a tweet blaming wildfires on poor forest management. He later thanked firefighters for their incredible courage. I'm Ed Donahue.
U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo thanked North Korea for cooperating to secure the release of a U.S. citizen after the North announced it would deport the man who was detained in October for illegally entering the country from China. The development was an unusually swift resolution of a case that could further complicate reconciliation efforts between the United States and North Korea. Shortly after a U.S. judge ordered the White House press credentials reinstated, CNN White House correspondent Jim Acosta headed to the Oval Office covering the president. Acosta's credentials revoked last week after a verbal confrontation with Mr. Trump. Acosta expressed his gratitude for the support he received.
I'm very grateful for what happened today and grateful for my colleagues in the press who stood by us through all of this. This was a test, and I think we passed the test. And at this point, honestly, guys, this is just any other day here at the White House for me. I would like to get back to work.
Surrounded by cabinet members and lawmakers, President Trump said the entire issue was about proper behavior by the White House press corps.
Total freedom of the press. It's very important to me. It's more important to me than anybody would believe. But you have to act with respect. You're in the White House. And when I see the way some of my people get treated at press conferences, it's terrible. So we're setting up a certain standard, which is what the court is requesting. And always freedom of the press, always First Amendment, but that's the way it is.
CNN had filed a lawsuit claiming Acosta's First Amendment rights were compromised by the action, as well as the right to due process. They asked for a temporary injunction restoring his credentials while the lawsuit continued, which is what the judge granted. I'm Steve Norman, VOA News.